Welcome to the Discover Mansfield podcast, featuring interviews with the town of Mansfield's business-friendly team, business leaders, entrepreneurs, and others offering an inside look with keen insight and awareness on how to do business and thrive in one of the most sought-out communities in the Commonwealth.
Welcome to this edition of our Discover Mansfield podcast, and today we are so pleased to focus on the Mansfield Bio Incubator. The Mansfield Bio Incubator is a nonprofit organization whose mission it is to facilitate and assist with the creation, growth, and success of the next generation of biotech companies. The incubator assists these companies and nurtures the entrepreneurial and economic development in the community by maintaining affordable lab and office space to lease, service, train, mentor, and provide a network of professional advisors. It provides entrepreneurs and innovative life sciences startups, students and faculty of Massachusetts colleges and vocational schools with a lab space to rent and the resources they need to test out, challenge, and nurture early ideas that will teach students the skills for successful careers in the biotech industry. The Mansfield Bio Incubator has several goals: to support a collaborative atmosphere that allows thought sharing and creative exchange, to offer the lab space to lease combined with the best-in-class infrastructure to enable the advanced practice and training of science and technology, to promote cost efficiency through the sharing of multitude of services, to provide training and support in obtaining funding for future growth by facilitating interaction with potential investors, to nurture businesses with access to experts comprising of the Bio Incubator's advisory board, and to teach and organize on-site and online seminars, courses, and technical workshops to train interns and students on new skills in the fast-growing areas of biotechnology. And joining us today is Alexander Margulis, PhD. Dr. Margulis is the Chief Operating Officer of the Mansfield Bio Incubator, and he brings more than 20 years of science operations and business development experience in the life sciences industry. He's been trained as a cellular and molecular biologist, and his accomplishments include a dozen of authored scientific papers and numerous abstracts. In business development, Dr. Margulis increased sales by 200% within 2 years in the United States and Canada, placing capital equipment instruments into a world-class academic and biotech pharma accounts in the Boston area. Alex holds a PhD in biochemistry and molecular biology from Stony Brook University. Alex, it is just such a pleasure to welcome you here today, and we are really looking forward to learning about all the exciting stuff that's been happening at the Mansfield Bio Incubator. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Deborah. I appreciate the opportunity. And first of all, that's a very nice introduction of our space. So just a little bit about Mansfield Bio Incubator. We are located in Mansfield, Massachusetts, which is less than an hour from Boston, as well as Providence. We are close to major routes, I-95 and 495, as well as less than a mile from a Mansfield train station that would take you directly to Boston or Providence. We were founded in 2014, and we opened in 2017 our current space. Our space that we opened in 2017 is a 10,000 square feet facility with shared and private lab spaces, offices, as well as conference rooms and break rooms. We've hosted numerous educational events, and also we've hosted over 20 companies. We currently have over 10 companies using our space. Notably, right before the pandemic, we were awarded a $2 million grant from Mass Life Sciences to expand our footprint. Together with a private foundation funding, we have just completed the 15,000 square feet expansion with primarily shared and private biosafety level 2 lab spaces. with a really good ventilation built in the times of COVID. So we are already signing companies for the new space, but we still have plenty of space open. And for any information, I'd love to hear from you. My contact is alex.margulis@bioinc.org, or my phone number is 781-801-4008. As far as our companies that currently use the lab space, we have companies working on therapeutics against COVID, diagnostics against COVID. We have animal health, oncology drugs, silk-based biomaterials, drug delivery, women's health, et cetera, et cetera.
That's really great, Alex. And thank you so much for sharing that with our listeners. Let's talk a little bit about this this grant. I mean, it's really a feather in your cap, in the cap of the bioincubator, to receive a $2 million award from the Massachusetts Life Sciences Center. So we congratulate you for that. That's just quite amazing. And this is really going to allow for this expansion of which you spoke of. Can you tell us what this expanded space means to the Mansfield Bioincubator?
It means multiple things. Well, first of all, obviously, we have a few very successful startups within our space, and they are vying for that space. So for them, it would be an upgrade because that's a world-class facility. Another thing, too, it raises our profile because with the space that we have built out, we are proud to attract the companies from Cambridge and from other places closer to Boston, because while they can actually rent this world-class space at a fraction of a cost as compared to what they would be paying in Cambridge. Another thing too, it's kind of like a honey for local colleges as well, because as the way it stands now, even so, there is a great potential. There is an untapped resource as far as the students and the faculty from the local institutions. Most notably, Wheaton College recently has established a social entrepreneurship program. And in conjunction with that, they are turbocharging their life science and nursing programs. So in this way, we are also allowing a local ecosystem to take root. And hopefully what that's going to do is any company that would come here and establish the roots, they would be thrilled to stay, knowing that they will have they have all the tools in the world to make their companies profitable and sustainable.
And that's really huge, because education plays such a significant role that a connection with academia is one in which most of the life sciences companies really seek out. So I think that is going to be an instrumental partnership to the future success of the bioincubator. You know, I remember reading about maybe 2 years ago or so, right before the pandemic, and it was an article in the Boston Globe, and it talked about how difficult it was to travel to Boston and Cambridge for many folks that were commuting to some of those biotech and life sciences companies. And one of the assets that you really have in Mansfield is the accessibility that you spoke of to all of these major routes, and then also the public transportation system. So do you view the location of your bioincubator to be an asset as we look at the whole biotech life sciences ecosystem in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? How do you think that that is going to play out well for your future growth and expansion?
In my opinion, the pandemic was a boon to us in a sense that with more remote meetings, it's no longer necessary, in my opinion, for the big VCs to just come and visit the companies on foot, because the whole premise of everything being in Cambridge is that, you know, we have a VC that's and their portfolio companies are all within the walking distance. Now, with the pandemic, hopefully is in a more manageable phase. There is a newfound appreciation that while walking to your portfolio companies is great, it's equally important to make sure then that their runway is extended in terms of the way they spend their money, because the leasing rates in Cambridge are just through the roof. There, it's not sustainable for newly formed companies unless they before they start generating the revenue. Any investment a venture, a VC would make would rather be spent on R&D as opposed to paying the lease cost. And that, in my opinion, is a key asset for our incubator.
Absolutely. And I also think that, you know, one of the things that the pandemic has taught all of us is that quality of life. And I think, you know, for many people, knowing that if they have a commute that's within 30 minutes of their home, and it might not necessarily have any traffic, that's a value because you're gaining extra time in the beginning and the end of your day. And so those folks that have families and that want to add to the quality of their life by having more time for themselves during the day, the incubator in Mansfield really does that. Because if you think about it, you know, Mansfield has been ranked as one of the best places to live in the United States. And even if folks don't live in Mansfield specifically, the surrounding communities and the access to Mansfield from other points is a very easy commute. And I also love the fact that, you know, you've got this public transportation system that allows for young, bright minds that are just perhaps graduated from some of the top schools in the country. To be able to, if they want to live in an urban environment, they can still do that. But then they have very, very easy accessibility to the incubator. So it really seems like you've got a lot of strengths going for you for all spectrums of the workforce in the life sciences community. You know, Mansfield has been recognized as another up-and-coming life sciences hub in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And that's really, you know, it's tremendous. You hear this, you know, wherever you go, when you're in a room with life sciences leaders and state leaders. Why, when you think about it, why do you feel incubators should choose the Mansfield Bio Incubator? You know, just if they were thinking about going to the western part of the state even, and we're not talking about Kendall Square, what are the benefits for coming to Mansfield?
Absolutely, because even though we are outside the city, we're still within an easy reach. Without the traffic, it takes less than an hour to get to the city. So what we got is we have a city amenities that are within your reach, yet they pay a much more reasonable price for the real estate. And something else that I haven't touched upon is we talked a lot about young college graduates that just graduated from college and they want to live in Boston. Something that's less appreciated is the fact that eventually these very graduates will have a family. Whenever that happens, they need to find a place to live, because let's face it, they are not conditioned to live in the apartments in the city for their whole life. When that happens, they would be moving to a place like Mansfield, yet then they would still have to commute to the city of Boston, and that doesn't add up. So by choosing Mansfield, what's going to happen is a CEO will be able to make their human capital stay, and therefore continuity of running their business more predictable and sustainable. But yeah, obviously, before that to happen, the companies themselves need to do their part with regards to their business plan, their product fit, and so on and so forth. And that's certainly something that our community is willing to help them whenever they need it. And something else that I also haven't touched upon. What I've been witnessing within our walls is how different companies talk to each other and even exchange their contract workers. So I'm, to be honest with you, I'm awed by some of the collaborations within between the companies. In my opinion, it's a virtuous cycle that is poised to grow and grow and grow.
Yeah, and that's really beautiful because that collaborative spirit, especially when you think about the development of technology and scientific insights and cures and things that are going to help people with regeneration and everything else. You know, that collaborative spirit is really bringing the best and the brightest minds together in this field to talk about issues and complex strategies and new discoveries and questions and sharing research. And that's really what it's all about. And I think that you've got a great synergy going there, and it's really wonderful. And as a matter of fact, over the last month or so, you've had a lot of tours. There have been a lot of visitors that have come to the Mansfield Bioincubator, and let's talk a little bit about that. So why don't you share with our listeners who's visited recently and how those tours have gone?
Sure. So we actually hosted a delegation from the Netherlands, and they've brought some very exciting startups. And one of them, in fact, has signed with us as a virtual member. What that means is they've established a foothold in the US by signing with us, because we have different types of memberships, from just having US address to renting a 2,500 square feet, world-class private suite. And that's what we are all about. Another thing too, we hosted Jake Auchincloss. He is a Democratic, he is a US House rep representing our district from the Democratic Party. And he was very supportive of what we are doing. Granted, of course, he visited us at a fraught time when my home country was invaded by Russians. And something else that I want to touch is I'm actually working with different organizations to see how we can assist the Ukrainian startups in such a way that they could actually, first of all, be able to develop their products uninterrupted. And another thing too, bringing some more cultural awareness to this ecosystem.
That is just amazing, Alex. And I think that, you know, to get the word out about that is just incredible. The events of the last couple of weeks have been absolutely devastating. And I think, you know, that you're stepping up in this way and helping professionals within your within this environment to really make sure that they're going to be whole and okay through this is remarkable. And so we should absolutely have another podcast and just really talk about that specifically, and maybe even just to get the word out there. And if there's a way that you're looking to inspire the community to get involved, then, you know, we should talk about that as well. So that's really amazing. And I know that you've also had a visit from the economic development team at the town. And I believe Mass Life Sciences has recently visited with you as well. And so there has been a lot of interest and a lot of support for the Mansfield Incubator. And I really applaud you for all of the hard work and the strategy that you have put together, you with your fellow leaders there. And it really is obvious, you know, that the best is yet to come. And we'll have to make sure that we do regular follow-up so that we can enlighten the community about this gem of an organization that's within the town and all the greatest innovations that are happening right there, and they're starting, you know, in Mansfield. If I am the CEO of a new life sciences incubator, tell our listeners again, how do we get in touch with you to learn more, to schedule a tour, and to potentially get the ball rolling on a potential lease? And if you would be so kind to spell your last name as well, and also give the website address so people can learn more and really discover what your organization is all about.
Sure. My email address is A as in Apple, L as in Lion, E as in Edward, X as in Xavier, dot, M as in Mark, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, G as in George, U as in Uncle, L as in Lion, I as in Iris, S as in Sam, at, B as in Boy, I as in Iris, O as in Oscar, I as in Iris, N as in Nick, C as in Charles.org, and our website is www, B as in Boy, I as in Iris, O as in Oscar, I as in Iris, N as in Nick, C as in Charles.org.
Thank you so much, Alex. We really appreciate your joining us today, and we wish you the very best of continued success. And to all of your member companies there, we wish them all the best of success, growth, and prosperity. And we just can't wait to have another session where we can talk more about the developments there and all the good things that we have no doubt are going to continue to happen at the Mansfield Bioincubator.
Thank you so much, Deborah. And thank you so much for listening. And I just wish for peace and prosperity to everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Alex.